Watching Notepad, I'm your host Ibrahim Sani. I'm here in TRX, precisely in Menara Prudential, to hear the briefing by Stuart Mandel, the Managing Director as well as the Country Head for Lendlease. They are, of course, part of the TRX development project, and we're here to understand a little bit more about how TRX is progressing and precisely how the plan is going to shape up moving into 2022. Here's Stuart Mandel of Lendlease Malaysia.
The Exchange TRX, which I'm going to talk to you about, is TRX City in a different role, which is as the joint venture partner with Lendlease, so jointly developing one aspect of the development, which is the Exchange TRX. And the Exchange TRX is set to be the social heart of the master plan. So a lot of the other uses, the primary uses, are the office, bringing the financial district to fruition and to life. But with any financial district and place where you bring a lot of workers, you also want all of the other aspects of creating a vibrant community. So it's retail, it's entertainment and leisure, it's clearly food and beverage, it's residential, there's hotel, and other social facilities. So the Exchange TRX is that piece. It's bringing to life the overall development with that social heart. So just so you know what you're looking at when we walk to the window, so we have a large retail-led experiential and leisure offer, which is the main retail piece, which is right in the middle. And the majority of that retail is crowned by the city park that Dutto was talking about. So that part of the site is 13 acres. The park is 10 of that 13 acres. So nearly all of the top of the retail is parkland. There's the six residential towers that you can see. So these residential towers through here. And what you'll see out the window is we're starting on the first pair of towers. Then later we'll move to these two, and then later we'll move to those two. And then the final component in the piece that the Exchange TRX is doing is a hotel and a boutique campus-style office. So a very different office product to the majority of the development, which is quite tall towers. Our product is something different to make sure we are offering a different solution for office users and workforce. And then all really integrated together and really well and closely connected to the MRT at one end. And then, as Dutto mentioned, the main plaza area, Raintree Plaza, at the other end. And that connects straight up into Bukit Bintang through Jalan Gadang. So very highly connected. The other thing, as Dutto mentioned, that stands out because it's not here, because it's underground, is the majority of the major road connections and the volume of cars, so the volume generating car use, is all in tunnels below ground. And that's to ensure the quality of the public realm so that the streetscape is more set for pedestrians and people, landscape, and it's a nice experience. And that the cars at the surface level are much more pickups, drop-offs, that sort of thing. So a lot lower volume of cars at the ground plane. So, and so it's probably the last thing I'd say is just, and Dutto mentioned that there's effectively two ground planes. So there's the natural sort of city ground plane at the MRT level, the roads and the plazas. But then the park level, which is three stories above ground, that park level is quite a natural public realm level ground plane as well. And all of the residential and many of the offices directly connect in to that park level so that you can walk, and I'll show you out the window, you'll see Exchange 106, for example, its main lobby, it actually addresses the park at the park level so that you get those two different ground planes. It doesn't feel like the park's up in the sky. The park is really well connected to all the surrounding uses. So same, pretty much the same orientation. So those two tall towers that are coming out now, they're the two residential closest to the MRT Plaza. The MRT Plaza's just on this side of the blue shade cloth that you can see on that building. Those buildings frame the MRT Plaza. But you can get a sense of, whilst it's a very large site, you still get a sense of how everything's quite intimately connected, close contact with the public realm. So most of the low rise that you can see, that is the retail. There's one level of retail, what we call concourse level or below ground, and that connects directly into the MRT. Below that is the car parking, so all the car parking is below and you come up from the car parking into the retail. And then there's three levels of retail from ground, one and two. And then on top of that retail is all the park. So many of our retail connect into the park, so they have a direct relationship, particularly around food and beverage and some other experiential retail. They connect straight into the park. So you could walk from the park into the retail and vice versa. And you can get a sense here that there's two main retail malls. There's the one that's straight. You can see the blue squares dotted down. They're the skylights that connect indoors and outdoors. And that's one of the key malls. And then you can just see a curve forming around there. That curve is the second mall. So that's the main place where the majority of our retail is on four levels. But right in the middle is our central exchange, which is a major public square, like an indoor square as part of the retail. But that connects up and spills out into the park at the roof level. And there's food and beverage around there, so restaurants around there that face indoors and then also face onto the park so that you kind of can be sitting in the park and eating and drinking. And then on top of the park, or part of the park, one of the things that separates this park is there's a lot of different uses within the park. So there's a major area of open space that you can have performances and the like, so capable of, you know, whether it's music or festivals and things like that. There's a area that is what we call Forest Walk, which is quite a heavily, densely planted area, so you can get nice cooling shade and seek some solace. There is a children's and sort of family area, which climbing walls and water, interactive water play and fountains and things that people can play in. And that's really closely related to some of the food and beverage. So if you're family and you want your kids to be able to play, but you want to sit under an umbrella and have a coffee and things, then those sorts of things are all being designed into it. And then some other more premium dining dotted around there too. And then there's some activity areas, so you can go and run around the perimeter of it and things. So some physical activity as well. So a range of different spaces within the overall park, so that there's lots of experiences for people. Another key element, and you can actually see now, we've just about finished the structure. So the structure, we're at about 95% complete. Over the next few months, we will conclude the structure, so the building envelope will be finished. And with the top pieces that we're just building is our major cinema screens, so the boxes that are just being finished there. That's actually the very top height now we've got to, and we'll be putting a roof over the top of that, and that's the tallest part of the retail. And then the other key thing, you've probably got to come a little bit closer this side, but this is where you can start to get a sense of the progress of the park and the fact that the park is on the roof. So a lot of the roof structure we've already completed, concrete, made it all waterproof, and now we're starting to bring the park construction across the top. So you can see, and it's interesting, the trees from up here look quite small. Those trees are about 6 metres tall. So we put some of the larger trees in to start with. It gives them more time to get rooted and established, and it gives them more time to start growing ahead of when we open the park on completion. So that's where that's starting, and we will gradually bring that park as we bring the construction through, we bring the park through, it keeps going down and we finish at the other end. At the far end is our hotel and office that I talked about. The hotel is going to be a brand called Kimpton. Kimpton are a established brand within the IHG group, which is the Intercontinental Hotel Group. Kimpton have a lot of presence in America and other parts, other continents, but they're just starting to launch their Kimpton brand through Asia. So this will be one of the first Kimpton hotels in Asia. And then probably just to finish on the residential, so the residential now, first two towers, the screens that you can see around there, our cores are up to about level 18, level 19. The buildings get to just under 60 stories tall. So the cores are at about 18, 19. The typical floors that we're starting to build are at about level 13. And we now start sort of almost a week of floor, we keep building those residentials. So that's probably the highlights of the progress. I think the other thing that stood out when I was listening to Dato talk about the virtues of the master plan, and he talked about why international companies are coming and want to be part of this. And I think it's, you know, it really is, you know, what we saw as Lendlease, who is an international property company, and we've undertaken these sorts of developments in other cities and countries around the world. But the things that really stood out for us here is it is an opportunity to shape a new part of the city and create something that's truly international and has such a strong vision. So the vision that we bought into now in 2015, that strength of vision continues to grow and come to life. But it was the MRT, so the connectivity, the transport connectivity is fantastic, the road connectivity, and then that digital connectivity. So that connectivity is really critical to be able to bring these sorts of developments to life. As I said, the quality of the vision of the master plan, the piece that stands out for us there is the quality of the place. So creating great places that people want to experience. And that's so important because that's what attracts the customers, whether they're residents, whether they're shoppers, whether they're just families out for a day's activity. That's what really draws those people, and this is for the city, for the community. And then the sustainability vision and the safety vision were all strong reasons why we felt that this was a great development to be part of and still do. So I think that's probably a good overview of the progress and what's happening here.
That was our conversation with Stuart Mandel at TRX. Of course, if you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawani.com, look for TRX, look for Lendlease, as well as look for Notepad. Till then, thanks very much for watching and goodbye.